Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. I love that quote from legendary thought leader Zig Ziglar. Such a simple formula, but it's been proven to be true time and again. As you move through fall, as you enter October, how will you find opportunity? How will you make it work for you this month and every month? Here's the secret that may surprise you. You focus on the fundamentals. The foundation for unlimited possibilities and achievement will always be the fundamentals. As you continue to build your business and develop a team, you will learn to rely on the fundamentals that strategically support your business system. Your lasting achievement, retention, sustainability, duplication is created by repeating the time-tested features of your company's business system. If you are ready and willing to play full out, October can be your month to fall forward and master the fundamentals. To begin, you must dispel the illusion that you continually need to implement new and improved systems. Success is created by the repetition of fundamentals. Let's look to sports as an example, basketball in particular. Whether or not you've played basketball, almost everyone can name the fundamental skills: dribbling, passing, shooting. I was watching a playoff game one evening with a couple of friends, and I noticed how one of the coaches responded to the game's shift in momentum. With the game on the line, this coach put all of his veteran players on the court, the ones whose fundamentals he knew he could count on. And his team won the game simply by staying true to the basics, the fundamentals. There's no magic required to be a winner. These athletes were dedicated to practice. Their ability to win came from their willingness to drill and practice until they'd mastered the fundamentals. And even more so, mastering them to a greater degree than the competition. There are three fundamental skills that drive your direct selling business: sales, sponsoring, and leadership development. As you begin to sell your products, sponsor new business partners, and develop a team, you'll experience firsthand how the fundamentals you practice help develop your skills. This will prepare you to go the distance, stay in the game, and reach the top of your pay plan. In sports, they call it muscle memory, or being in the zone. It's the ability to access athletic ability on demand. When you are in the zone, you'll access your fundamental skills with minimal thought or effort. You'll reach out to more people and share your stories with authenticity and sponsor more business partners. Mastering the fundamentals can be a journey. It's easy to fight the fundamentals. It's easy to dance around those activities that challenge us, that move us out of our comfort zone, that painfully stretch us. As you enter the fourth quarter and move toward the holiday season, it's the perfect time to spotlight the simple strategies, goals, and action steps laid out in your company's business system. This will ensure your success. Your newfound appreciation of the fundamentals will strengthen your ability to build a team. So rather than fight or resist them, your goal is to master and enthusiastically duplicate them to your team. A clear focus on the fundamentals during the months of October, November, and December will set you up for a record new year, and the momentum you carry into January becomes the foundation for the whole next year. With this in mind, let's focus on one specific fundamental skill: your commitment to consistently talk to new people. Over the next few months, you'll find numerous opportunities to talk to new prospects as the holiday season revs up. In preparation, October is the time to put the hectic summer season behind you, pick up your prospecting pace, and move with focused determination into this new cycle. For those direct sellers who are dissatisfied with the pace of their business, the reason is easy to identify. Their prospecting rate is simply not at the level necessary to meet their goals. They just aren't talking to enough people. They may think they are, and yet the results prove otherwise. Do you ever wonder why, with the same part-time hours, the same demands on time, with work, family, and social obligations, some direct sellers consistently succeed while others don't? That's because it's not just about making the time. It's about what you do wisely and efficiently in the hours you have. Are you consistently applying the income-producing activities such as prospecting and talking to new people? Or do you avoid them out of fear, rejection, or frustration? Avoidance reveals your resistance to doing those necessary activities that move you out of your comfort zone. And you keep on sidestepping them because you're not aware of what's happening to you. In his book, The War of Art, this is how Stephen Pressfield defines resistance. Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course of yoga, a meditation practice? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. And I have to add, are you a direct seller who is hesitant about talking to people? Then you know what resistance is. How can you tell that resistance is stopping you? Let's take your follow-up calls as an example. It's early morning, the time you scheduled for your calls. You rationalize to yourself, I can't make these calls now. Nobody has time first thing in the morning. They're busy getting the kids off to school or getting ready for work. I'll call them later in the day. Can you see it's resistance that's creating your avoidance? At midday, you think about placing the calls and again, rationalize your resistance. I couldn't possibly phone anyone now. I wouldn't want to interrupt their lunch. I'll call them later. In the evening, you feel the pressure and guilt that comes from avoidance and inaction. You go into your office with plans to make your calls, and resistance strikes again. You find yourself thinking, this isn't a good time to call. People want to relax after dinner. They don't want to be bothered with my phone call. I'll try them tomorrow. This is how the cycle of resistance persists and becomes the norm rather than the exception. When you hear yourself rationalizing your resistance, stop and apply the following process. 1. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of? 2. Declare that you will not settle for things as they are. 3. Reconnect to your reason why to supply you with a jolt of courage. And 4. Take action. You know what to do. Choose to do it. If you are convinced you're with the right company at the right time, if you are committed to building your direct selling business, then now is the moment to take action. Move through the fall season with purpose. Fall forward with a renewed commitment to success, and you will enjoy more fun, more activity, and more results. Work with your sponsor or upline leader and set goals for this exciting 90-day period. By December 31st or sooner, what title or rank would you like to achieve? What size organization do you want to have? What do you want your monthly income to be? The actions you take now will dramatically affect these goals and turn them into reality. You have unlimited possibilities available with your direct selling company. When you choose to break through your resistance, you'll soon be free to master the fundamentals. You'll be free to harness your possibilities and move with focused determination through this exciting new season.